Welcome to Transformation Secrets. This is Luke Rangel, and these are some quick tips to give you the best results ever.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. Before we even begin, if you could do me a favor, take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram, tag me so I could reshare it to help more people. Also, if you have never done so yet, please rate and review. I love reading the reviews, and it also just helps spread the word so more people can just get some quick tips and some help that you guys are getting as well. All right, so today I was having a conversation with a client, and it's a conversation that I constantly have with multiple people. So if you're for my client listening to this, it is not about you. It literally happens almost at least once a week. And so she's been struggling to lose weight and wanting to do anything she can to lose weight. And she's like, you know what? I just need to stop eating carbs. Every time I stop eating carbs, I lose weight. And when I don't eat carbs, then I don't crave more carbs. But if I have carbs, then I want to keep eating carbs, right? And I said, okay, so you cut your carbs and you never eat carbs again. Is that the plan? She's like, no. Well, once I lose my weight, then I'll start eating carbs again. And it's that mindset and that way of thinking on why she'll never be happy at her goal weight. Can she hit her weight by cutting carbs? Yeah. I mean, you're practically just starving yourself. That's all it is. If you think about it, every single diet is the same because no one does it right. Usually if you cut carbs, then you have to raise either your fat or your protein to still get enough calorie. But most people, all they do is cut their carbs, which means they keep their protein and their fat the same, and they're just eating less calories. So they're starving themselves. They lose weight. Same thing with intermittent fasting. Even though you only eat during a certain amount of time, you're still supposed to eat your 15 to 2,000, 2,500 calories within that short span of time. But most people, they only eat during that time. They still only have one or two meals a day, and they're still just eating less, right? So if you think about it, every single diet, and I'm doing some air quotes out there, diet out there is the exact same. It's just eating less. So if you want to just go into a calorie deficit, then just say that and go into a calorie deficit, which I don't recommend. And so I said, wouldn't it be easier? Or first I told her, I said, you're going to gain the weight back because even though you cut out your carbs, like it is impossible for you to know how to maintain and manage your carbs because you still have an unhealthy relationship with carbs. Until you learn how to eat carbs the proper way and still lose weight and keep the weight off, you're never going to stay at your goal weight. It's going to be a constant struggle of gaining weight and losing weight because you're not putting in the effort to learn how to eat the carbs properly. The only way you know how to do it is by not eating them and eating them. And so by doing it this way, this is why so many people have, if all they're focusing on is the end result and they're going to do anything to get to that end result, they're not learning anything along the way on how to keep the results, to maintain the results, and to do it the proper way. All they know is how to restrict themselves for so long and hate their lives for a period of time till they hit that goal weight. And then they feel satisfied and they go back to their old habits because it's the only habits they know. Because again, they don't work on themselves to actually become somebody different to get that result. And then they're going to gain the weight back. And so if this is you and you're thinking that you can't eat bread and you can't have pizza and you need to stop eating everything to lose weight, I promise you, you are going to gain the weight back and more. Not only that, but what you're going to lose is most likely going to be muscle because you're not eating enough. And so when you do gain the weight back, this time you're going to have less muscle and more fat than you currently do right now. So instead of cutting carbs, what you need to do is learn how to eat carbs properly. And if you need help with this, this coming Monday, I'm starting a Blast the Fat Challenge. It's only 21 days and it's only $47. And throughout the entire 21 days, I'm going to show you how to eat carbs. I'm going to show you how to have fat, how to have protein the proper way, how to customize your nutrition plan 100% to you. I'm even going to show you how to eat out and drink alcohol while still losing weight. That way you won't let the weekends ruin you anymore as well. And so if that sounds interesting to you, just go to blastoffthefat.com. That's blastoffthefat.com. And I'll see you inside.
Thanks so much for listening. If this brought you any value, please rate and send a review. Also, take a picture and tag me on Instagram at Luke A. Rangel. And then on top of that, if you would like to take your results to the next level and you would like me to teach you how to customize your nutrition plan 100% to you, go to blastoffthefat.com. That's blastoffthefat.com. Because the first week, I'm even going to show you how to eat out and lose weight. The second week, I'm going to show you how to drink alcohol and lose weight. And then the third week, I'm going to show you how to get long-term results. If that sounds good to you, again, go to blastoffthefat.com.